Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Oh, the wedding. It's the perfect storm if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can plan all you want. You can, you know, down to the nittiest, grittiest detail, but something's going to go wrong. It's usually somebody else's fault.
It's the open bar. The love is in the air. Everybody witnessing these two having their special thing and thinking like, I'm in my 20s and I'm single. And so all you know what breaks loose. Now, Kourtney Kardashian, no excuse. She's in her 40s.
She's the reason that her first wedding in Vegas with Travis Parker fell apart.
But I blacked out.
I did throw up after, though, and took my top off and unbuttoned my pants. And I had to, like, walk back through the hotel with a million people taking my photo. I was a hot slob kebab.
Only a Kardashian could get away with that, by
Hot
the way.
Slob, right? Kebab, gorgeous.
So let's, without passing judgment, because most of us were in our 20s, let's see if we can find like the most scandalous, most insane thing that happened at the wedding where your parents are sitting there looking at you like, really? We dropped 20 G's for this? 404-741-0985. Let's start out here with Kara and Cumming.
My husband's family fought with each other, so we had about 20 people who didn't show up, and this fight started like 2 days before the wedding. So we had already paid for everything. When it came time to walk down the aisle, we realized we forgot to have our bouquets and our boutonnieres, so that was a wasted $350.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess someone from my husband's family was rude to my photographer, so she purposely did not shoot many pictures of my husband's side of the family.
Oh my goodness.
Which is okay, right?
No. I wasn't mad at his family, so I wanted some of those memories, you know, but you can't redo a wedding.
Did you give the boutonniere and the unused flowers to your husband's family to apologize for the photographer?
No.
404-741-0985. We're talking about wedding scandals, disasters, just like what could possibly go wrong? Everything.
Yeah, it has to do with people. I mean, you talk about wedding disaster, it's like, well, who was the disaster? Not what. It was my grandmother. My 70-year-old grandmother was on the dance floor, and she found one of my good buddies at the time was down there. His name was Omar. Very, like, spicy Latin lover guy, and they're, like, dancing on the dance floor, and I overhear her saying, like, come on, I'll show you what a real woman's like.
Geez,
oh,
dude.
Like,
my
grandma,
gosh.
It's time to go. Put the Cuervo down. It's time to go.
How old was Omar?
Oh, 24, 25.
24, 25. Did you keep tabs on Omar, or do we not want to hear the rest of the story on a family show?
Yeah, he's working at Home Depot on Peachtree.
No,
City.
But I mean, that the rest of that night, did grandma show?
I didn't want to know. You don't want to know? I don't want to know.
What? No, I'm out.
That chapter unwritten. Yeah, there was a lot of that happening at my wedding. They were all kind of the same age. But crazy. We've had our wedding reception at a hotel.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
In the caverns of the hotel with like some of the servers.
Oh my God.
Everybody had a good time. Michelle in Rockmart, wedding scandals.
My cousin got married back in 97 and everybody was having a good time at the reception. I was dancing with my nephew who was about 5 at the time. And maybe about 30 minutes later, I look around and I'm like, where is everybody? Did everybody leave? And the next thing I know, I hear this banging in the kitchen. The door gets busted open and everybody comes running out of the kitchen. Staff members, family members, the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, I see this one guy walking backwards towards me. So I didn't want him to fall and hit his head. So I dropped to my knees to catch him. It was my cousin who was the groom. And his face is covered in blood. I'm like, what happened? I don't understand this. So come to find out later, my nephew, who I was dancing with, he had been playing with confetti. And the owner of the place went up to the bride and said, you know, this needs to be cleaned up. We don't tolerate this. the whole nine yard. Well, she twisted how he said it to my cousin, who you can't say anything to because he just gets defensive. Next thing I know, he confronts the owner, and they get into a fight over confetti.
No.
So the groom gets into a fist fight with the owner of the venue.
Yeah, the whole kitchen staff got into it with my brother. I mean, it just... I found out later that my brother saw one of the kitchen staff punch one of my aunts in the face, and he dove through a pile of dishes. Oh, my goodness. It was awful. I looked at my mother, and I said, if I ever get married, these people are not invited.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. All right. This next one, we got Brad on hold. He waited at least until the honeymoons, but it's worth telling the story because he ends up spending the night in the Caribbean, not in the all-inclusive resort, but in jail.
In the Caribbean.
That story next. We're talking about wedding scandals after Kourtney Kardashian said her wedding was a disaster. She was blackout drunk for a lot of it. What about you, Charlie? We haven't gotten to you yet.
Yeah. So my parents love Patron, and since they're paying for the wedding, they insisted a bottle of Patron on every table, which, okay, not awful, but when you go to every table to say hi, everybody wants to take a shot with you.
Oh.
17 tables at my wedding.
17 shots of tequila?
Yes, there is a picture of me at one point taking a shot and chasing it with a bottle of champagne.
Your poor husband having to deal with that.
Taking the shots with me. We both do not remember our wedding night. Yeah, passed out in the bathroom.
Yeah, you seem sloppier than him, though.
Oh, that's rude.
If the two of you are drunk and you had to decide which one was sloppier, you, Charlie, or your husband, Randy, the answer is you.
He went to Georgia Tech. I will say he has lots of experience drinking. Yeah. I do not. So, yeah, that is actually accurate, as much as I want to protest.
So what you're saying is your husband's the alcoholic who's built up the tolerance.
Yes.
That's why. All right, Brad. We were saying, like, the scandals that happened at wedding, but this is worth it. This happened after the wedding.
When we got married, we went down to the Caribbean to do the honeymoon, and my wife's visa had just expired about 2 weeks before that. Well, we didn't know. And because they would not accept the United States driver's license, you had to have a visa, and we missed our transfer on this island. They put us in jail overnight.
Sorry. Probably wasn't funny
so
at the time.
You
but...
spent a night of your honeymoon in a Caribbean jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious, are beverages and food included in that? Is that an all-inclusive deal? Or
no, you had to pay for all that. I literally had to pay to go to jail.
You're right. Well, and that's a good first test of your marriage is like you're probably sitting in jail going like, I didn't do anything wrong. My visa is not expired.
That was a test. That was a test of devotion.
And you passed. Are you guys still married?
Yeah, we're still married. Got two kids. They're in high school right now.
Amazing.
And everyone's passports are up to date.
That's right.
Even though you've got no trips planned, it doesn't matter. Here she is, our celebrity insider, A. Wood. They're making tons of movies and TV shows in town. And A. Wood, gracious enough to stop by with some casting calls for us.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey.
All right. So, listen, I need 2 stand-ins for a new TV movie that is filming. Guys and girls.
Difference between a stand-in and an extra.
Ah, stand-in is taking the place of the actual actor that's going to be in the movie until they can really get things going. So we're talking testing for lighting, standing in, just seeing how things are blocked out. That's what the stand-in does.
That's bragging rights. If you can say, yeah, I stood in for Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Because part of being a stand-in is obviously you want to look like the actor as much as possible.
Love
so
it.
In this case, for the guys, 5'9 to 6 feet, dark facial hair, slim fit body type.
Do we know who it is?
No.
It's a casting call for a stand-in. And instead of just saying who it is, we're going to describe them and try to guess.
Wouldn't it be easier if they were like, hey, do you look like Chris Pratt?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you know who shows up? Every Chris Pratt wannabe.
Uh-huh.
Every guy that in his head right now thinks he looks like Chris
She's
Pratt.
Got a point.
And then the casting's all screwed up.
No, then you have a lot of Chris Pratts to choose from.
That's not how that works.
Right. Charlie and I know for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. The Chris Pratt in your head is not the Chris Pratt that's going to show up on set.
You are not looking for Chris Pratt. You are just saying you were looking for somebody who
is 5'9 to 6 feet, 25 to 40, dark, minimal facial hair and has a slim fit body type.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this unicorn doesn't exist. well, who are they looking for with a female?
So for the girls, they're looking for two mixed ethnicity. So you can look African-American or anything other than white.
Okay.
5'4 to 5'7, 25 to 40, slim fit body type.
Kerry Washington.
Bam.
Oh, all right. Wow, you picked that up out there of nowhere.
Go. Nice.
There you go. If it wasn't weird, Charlie, I'd tell you to go out for this one. But considering that it might be Kerry Washington, that'd be a weird stand-in situation. Also, guys, season 3 of one of my favorite shows is about to start filming, and they are looking for cast members, and that is Smothered.
Oh, where, like, the mom is overbearing? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This monstrosity of a show is so good. I cannot stop watching it. But, yes, it's where the moms and daughters are way too close. Way too close.
Was this written about my life?
Really?
Wait, might be.
Wait, are you and your mom like...
Oh, no, about my daughters.
Oh, that could
I'm a helicopter.
What did you say? You're a lawnmower
helicopter? Lawnmower helicopter. I clear the path and then I hover.
Oh, and then you hover. And then I hover. That's double... Okay, guys.
So you're a drone.
Yeah, Charlie, you might need to go out for this.
Okay.
You might need to go out for this.
Where can we see this Smothered show? I think I'd like to check it out.
Oh, my gosh. It's on TLC. And if you have not seen it, please. It's the weirdest, best, cringy TV you will ever watch.
Weirdest, best, cringy TV on the Learning Channel? It all fits. The home of Honey Boo Boo.
That is it. If you want to go out for either the TV movie that's looking for stand-ins or if you want to be Smothered, follow me on all socials at A-Wood Radio. That's the gram, the tweet, and...
Facebook?
Oh, yeah, on the book. All of that. Yeah, follow me. I'll tell you how to submit for this.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 727. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Chilly start. Sunshine warms up to 70. It's 55 in Midtown. Hawks play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. And Powerball's at 800 mil for Saturday's drawing. What's going on for Char? What's going on, Charlie?
Chick-fil-A is testing out a new menu item, and I'll have you asking, why haven't they done this before? What it is and when you could see it at your local restaurant coming up. But first, it's the end of an Atlanta TV era with this news from Glenn Burns.
After 40 years, I am going to retire. Meteorologist Brad Nitz is going to be taking over as chief meteorologist. I always wanted to leave Severe Weather Center 2 better than when I got here. And Brad's going to do just that.
Wow. I mean, that's really the end of the era. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I feel like weather people last longest. You look at Al Roker. Like, there's one guy that's in the Guinness Book of World Records, lasted over 50 years.
Wow.
Could you imagine? Like, that's got to be some sort of masochistic craziness, allowing yourself to be blamed for ruining people's weekends due to weather.
I think after a certain point, you're just like, yeah, whatever. It's my fault.
It is what it is. Yeah, just take the blame. And as someone that's born and raised here in Atlanta, like, I grew up watching Glenn Burns, and I think back on my childhood, every Christmas Eve, we were always glued to WSB TV and their Santa tracker. And they would tell you, like, they told all the kids when they needed to go to bed, when Santa would be in your neighborhood. And it was always Glenn Burns doing that. So it'll be interesting to see, like, who takes over for that.
Not to say there's any controversy at Channel 2 because it's upstairs in our building. But you think Brad Nitz was like, all right, Glenn, get moving.
Yeah.
New sheriff's in town.
Oh, I don't know. Brad seems like he's a pretty nice, clean cut guy.
I made that up.
All right. If there's one thing you've been wishing for from Chick-fil-A, it's good old-fashioned chicken wings, you are in luck.
The Truett's Chick-fil-A in Stockbridge will begin selling an 8-count traditional wing option. Mark your calendars, folks. This is starting Monday, October 31st for a limited time only. You have until February 11th to get your hands on them.
Now, it is only at that Truett's Chick-fil-A in Stockbridge.
Yeah.
They're not looking to release it anywhere else. Well, that's the bad news.
That, yes. Well, they're saying that now. But
if it does really well, there's no way they're not going to roll it out.
But guys, I mean, this is ridiculous. They came up with the technology. It's just like the seedless watermelon to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They figured out how to raise chickens without bones to come up with the boneless chickens. Why are they going back?
Because everybody loves a good chicken wing.
Hear what you just said again?
I bet you those bones are somehow going to also be delicious.
Oh,
I've never
right.
eaten a chicken bone in full, but I'm sure Chick-fil-A will figure
they'll
out.
Figure it out.
Yes. Deep fry it.
Just marinate it in something.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, my pleasure.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I'm filling in for Kara as she's out on maternity leave, and we have Lindsay in Powder Springs.
Yeah.
Let's kick that out of the studio, Lindsay. Let's get some chicken wing money.
Wouldn't
want to
be
y'all.
Right. Oh, I like it.
All right, Tad leaves the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. We'll ask him the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, he'll throw you $100 of his money. You ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, question number one for Lindsay in Powder Springs. Today is National Candy Corn Day. What color is the tip of a piece of candy corn?
White.
Oh, got some help there.
Surround sound. I like it.
Question number two. Used car prices dropped for the first time in 3 years this month. True or false, CarMax is the nation's largest used car dealer?
True.
Question number three, Chick-fil-A experimenting with chicken wings at their store in Stockbridge starting Monday. What two veggies are usually served with chicken wings?
Carrots and celery.
Question number four, Gwen Stefani posted a throwback pic of her getting an autograph from Sting back in 1983. What band was Sting in back in the
80s? Dang, oh my God. He was in his own band, wasn't he?
The what band? They had a name. All right. Question number five. Elon Musk has officially closed on the purchase of Twitter. What's the name of Elon's rocket ship company?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Your kids ain't going to help you with that one?
Can you help me with that? That's a no.
All right. Going to bring Tad in.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she knows what she slipped up on, huh,
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah, you started out strong and then just kind of faded. But that's okay.
All right,
those last two are a little difficult.
Are tough. All right, Tad back in the studio, ready for the same cues.
Do you just want to ask me the last two?
No. Same questions. Number one, what color is the tip of a piece of candy corn?
It's white, I think.
That's right. 1-1.
Question number two, true or false, CarMax is the nation's largest used car dealer?
You gotta go yes.
Yes, the OG. That's what Lindsay said. 2-2.
Question number three, what two veggies are usually served with chicken wings?
Most people would say ranch is a veggie.
Right, here in the South.
Yeah. Carrots and celery.
That is correct. Lindsay said that. 3-3.
Question number four. What band was Sting in back in the 80s?
Did Lindsay not know this?
Possibly.
The Police?
Okay. That is correct. Lindsay did not have an answer.
Right?
4-3.
All right, question number five. What's the name of Elon Musk's rocket ship company?
Not Blue Origin. SpaceX.
That is correct. Lindsay could not remember. She was trying. She was trying so hard.
It was a clean sweep. What was the final score?
5-3.
Lindsay in Powder Springs. Are you smarter than Tad?
No.
Imagine like being below me. Hey, Lindsay, we don't have the cash, but we are sending you to see what? The Harry Potter?
Yes, 4 tickets to Harry Potter, the exhibition in Atlanta, happening now until February 28th.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to taddrexandkara.com. I think that's exactly how Lindsay got in today.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ashlyn, we got your email. You need to ask the head of the parent-teacher organization at your daughter's school for forgiveness?
Well, it's a private school, so like the rules are a little bit different. It's been a challenge.
You're a single mom, and you kind of, from what we understand, you had to work hard to get your daughter into school, and she actually got like a partial scholarship and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. I saved and I really petitioned and she's such a little feisty fighter. Like I had to put in at least as much effort for my daughter
nice.
As she puts in for herself.
So where did this all go wrong? What are you asking forgiveness for?
So one of the stipulations of my daughter's scholarship was that I had to be super involved in the PTO.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been, and I've been fighting to, and it's a lot, of course, working full time, but it's worth it. So anyway, there was this Halloween party and I needed to be involved with it. And apparently the date changed and they sent an email and I didn't get it. I put it in my calendar, but apparently they changed the date of the Halloween party to yesterday and I didn't find out. So I missed it. And now the head of the PTO is just very angry with me and won't hear any of my arguments or defenses.
So that's so strange. So the big, like, school PTO Halloween party was supposed to be today, but it actually ended up happening yesterday. And they said they sent the email, but you didn't get it and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
And this puts you in jeopardy of losing your daughter's spot in the school. It just didn't seem that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, Linda was really angry. She put me on probation for the PTO and basically told me, like, if I have one more issue, that my daughter is kicked out of school. So, like, I'm trying to get ahead of that. I really just want to ask forgiveness.
All right, and you think us being involved here is somehow going to help keep your daughter in school and kind of squash this?
She's not answering my phone calls or my texts, so I'm hoping that, like, a more roundabout way.
Yeah.
Well, at the very least, if this goes sideways, we can expose the PTO, because I'm kind of angry about this, that they're holding this above your head.
Yeah, they're
frankly.
Like the HOA, but for schools,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Why don't you sit tight? We're going to contact this lady, Linda, and see if we can get you off probation.
Awesome. Thank you.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ashlyn missed an email from the PTO at her kid's private school that they had changed the day to Halloween party, so she wasn't there to help out as was kind of required. She now needs forgiveness from the head of the PTO before her kid gets kicked out of school. Ashlyn, sit tight. We're going to talk to this lady, Linda, here for a minute.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Linda?
This is?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. Is there something I can help you with?
We understand there was a big Halloween party yesterday at the kids' school. How did that go?
It went great. Lots of ghouls and goblins. Very cute. How'd you know?
That's great to hear. I mean, we saw pictures all over the gram. Come on. especially considering we understand, Linda, that the party was supposed to be today, but you guys moved it to yesterday, and maybe not everybody got the message.
Oh, well, everyone got the message that was supposed to get the message. One person was left out purposely for the safety of the other kids.
Okay.
Jeez.
We might have that person on the other line, Linda. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Ashlyn reached out. She said you weren't taking her calls. She missed the Halloween party, didn't get the email, and she wanted to ask your forgiveness for dropping the ball. She's worried that her kid is going to get kicked out of school.
Did I, like, do something wrong?
This isn't the time or the place to have this discussion.
No, I think it is.
Oh, it is.
If I'm being blackballed for some reason, like, I want to know so I can make it right. I already feel like I'm tiptoeing around you and the other PTO members.
Maybe you should have some class when it comes to your costume.
Linda, are you saying the volunteers dress up for the event and what, like, Ashlyn's costume isn't appropriate?
If she was planning to wear the filth that she wore last year, inappropriate doesn't do it justice.
My costume last year was a hit. I got nothing but compliments.
I mean, I bet from all the dads. Did you tell them what you wore?
Ashlyn, yeah. Can we ask what the costume was?
I wore my old cheerleading uniform.
Wow, good for you. If you can still wear it, flaunt it, girl.
Right? I'm a former Falcons cheerleader, and I'm kind of proud of the fact that I can still rock it.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that is great, but it is not appropriate for our school or for a children's party. I knew this would happen when we opened up to scholarships.
You said something about safety of the other children. You think Ashlyn was putting the children's safety in jeopardy by wearing her Falcons uniform?
I think it's really inappropriate for small children to be looking at...
Jeez. Linda, did I hear you correctly? You just muttered something like you knew this would start happening when you opened up scholarships. Are you, like, discriminating against the scholarship kids or something?
I don't think they belong here.
And you've somehow worked it, Linda, where you're putting people on probation and your PTO is holding some dominion over these poor parents. Ashlyn being a single mom who's working
a
full-time job.
I'm sorry, who are you to question me?
If you're a single mom, like, you should understand. Like, why is there no empathy? We should kind of be in this together.
You're out there trolling for a husband, Ashlyn, and maybe the kids' kindergarten party is not the place to do that.
Ashlyn, do you still want forgiveness from Linda?
Well, I kind of have to get forgiveness. Like, I don't want to be on probation. This isn't right, and it's not fair.
Linda, in the future, if Ashlyn promises not to wear her cheerleading uniform to school parties and school functions, will you be cool? Imagine she shows up at the Christmas party.
That's fine.
Can you take her off probation?
I'll have to talk to the other board members, but it's fine. Just please don't call me on the radio again, Ashlyn. It's just not appropriate.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.